Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I received this text message on my phone that they said that since January, I have an unclaimed iPad, and I never signed up for it.
You have the wrong number for the iPad, ma'am.
Well,
we don't assist nothing with the iPad, so I can't provide you no information about the iPad. We only assist with a meal plan app. When you place that order, you get enrolled in a meal plan app. But we don't assist nothing with the iPad.
What I'm trying to say is that I never signed up for it, and
but we don't. I can't provide you no information about the iPad or the people that is sending you that email for the iPad. You will have to look on that page to gather the correct number.
Okay, because this is like the fourth time, and I'm getting pretty upset, and they're like harassing me about it, so I just didn't know if you.
I completely understand what you're stating to me. The only thing that I could do is send your information over to corporate.
Okay. When you do that, what do they?
They will have to see if they could delete your information. Because we are a call center where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. So it could be another company. You might be calling in the incorrect number. But we can on our side remove anything. I cannot advise you if it is or not us. But we don't assist nothing with an iPad. That is one thing that I can inform a customer.
Okay. I'll just try to fight with them tomorrow then. But thank you.
I'm sorry. You stated.
No, it's okay. It's just frustrating.
And I completely understand. I apologize.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care, ma'am.
All right.
Bye-bye.